Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Another freak thunderstorm in Europe has dropped massive and destructive hailstones the size of baseballs, causing widespread damage and injuring several people and animals. We reported last week that two separate storms, one in Mexico and the other in Spain, had caused widespread damage due to hail, but this new one comes out of Italy. The storm, which struck September 5th, was caused by a southward plunge of the jet stream into Western Europe, creating a potent upper disturbance throughout the Italian peninsula. The instability, which created a perfect storm scenario over the Mediterranean Sea, eventually slipped into Italy towards the city of Naples. NOAA estimates that hail caused about $1 billion in damage to crops and property each year in the United States, with rare individual hailstorms inflicting over $1 billion in damage alone, like the one that hit St. Louis on April 10, 2001. Three unseasonably powerful storms dropping massive hailstones in the span of a week. What is going on? What are your feelings? Signs of the ends of times, or are we just seeing the effects of nature at its finest and more terrifying? Kingslayer has posted several photos of these massive storms. You can take a look at them at darkmatternews.com. A biology professor at the University of Massachusetts at Lowell says a missing tarantula isn't dangerous, but he's giving fair warning, it can bite. The professor of biological sciences posted a sign asking to be contacted if the black and orange creature is spotted. And in case you run across this arachnid, the insect's name is Aragog from the Harry Potter film. He says that unlike the fictional insect, his tarantula doesn't respond when called.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time. 800-710-3720.
While some think of Stonehenge as a singular sight to behold, on a trek through the British countryside, stumbling across a standing stone is almost as common as finding an ancient castle forgotten by history and reclaimed by Mother Earth. Walk for a few minutes in any direction, and you're sure to see remnants of the distant past. Though today, scientists have discovered something quite different, which could shed light on our understanding of the cultures predating even the most modern of myths and legends regarding Neolithic cultures predating these Roman and medieval civilizations, perhaps even the ever-famous Stonehenge as we know it. Over the course of a 5-year project mapping the Earth beneath Stonehenge, researchers have made a discovery of epic proportions, an even larger set of ancient standing stones. This discovery, dubbed Superhenge, it was found to be resting under 3 feet of dirt on the Wiltshire countryside, less than 2 miles from the popular Stonehenge site in Britain. The stones located at a site called the Durrington Wall are estimated to be approximately 15 feet tall and eclipse the size estimated of the original Stonehenge site. So far, over 100 stones have been found using geophysical imaging technology. To put this into perspective, Stonehenge is comprised of 15 large sarsen standing stones forming the 5 trilithons. While scientists estimate that the henge contained an outer ring, which might have brought the total number of stones to 75, the vastness of Superhenge at the Durrington Wall site could be 12 times that of Stonehenge. Both henges are allegedly built upon the summer solstice alignment and could have formed an even larger cooperative ceremonial complex. But that's not all. Researchers have also discovered significant evidence that the River Avon, the same river that still flows by the Stratford Township where William Shakespeare wrote his famous plays, may have once led up to both sites. What went on in Wiltshire nearly 5,000 years ago? Take a look at this very interesting video from the BBC at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.